This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Good evening. This year is the four shleim of Yisrael Yehuda Chaim ben Yosef Tamar. Okay, we're holding here in Perek Ches. So he's speaking here about things that are aser, and things, the difference between things that he calls a klipas noiga, where their problem is just what you're using it for, versus things that are asa be'etzim. Ve'oidzais, macholas asuris, shelekach nikro mishem iso, v'pnei af, she'af mi she'ochol maichol iso b'loi hoida, l'shem shemayim. So a person ate something that wasn't kosher, and it was l'shem shemayim. So everything mitzad his machshavas are wonderful. And he did it. So a person took something which he thought was kasha, had in kavana to eat it, mamashti mechazik himself and so on, and he davened and so on. It's not mislabish to in the heter, because it's bound up with the sitra achra, and in a that's what it is. Vafilu hu isur the rabbanan. So it's a curious question would be, what happens if this pikuach nefesh? Would you have the same issue or not? He's talking about Shogeg specifically, where all the machshavas were lined up in place. And imagine it was something that the person was he had to do it because, and let's say, either an Einis or a Refuah. Now, something that's not Macholos Asuris, but like your Kip and so on, I think that there's no Shaila. But Macholos Asuris, it still is something different, but the mashal he uses is shogeg dafka, where all the kavanas were seder, and still the chayfer does not get any isalus. But filu isur rabbanon, even if it's only isur rabbanon, shechamur neusav yisur ter. So this is very interesting. There's an esivus that says that isur rabbanon are not an isur cheftza. In other words, there's no something that's osir rabbanan, basa oifin cholov. So it's never a shot that the chayfetz is osir. It's the rabbanan said not to do it. It's a din on the gavra. So that's what they in the lamsha world, that's quite famous. He says that divrei seifrim are included in this inyan as well. That's an interesting point. He also says Shechamur and Divrei Seifrim Yosim Divrei Torah. That Divrei Seifrim are more chomer than Divrei Torah. So, and you know, Chazal Darshnit, that they're more chaviv than the Divrei Rabbanan are more chaviv than the Reis and so on. I assume, and this is, in other words, the Chazal that Divrei Seifrim are more chomer than Divrei Torah. Is something which it's, I believe that the way he said it is that it's something which can't mean halacha. If somebody has a choice as a need to be over the rabbanan deraisa, 100% you're over the deraisa, the rabbanan deraisa. That's pashit. So the chamur must mean mitzad its etzim teichen, and that and b'meila he says that it must apply to something like this. Now, which is also interesting, is it seems from the way he runs on everything that even if you're over on the rabbanan b'shegeg, and this is actually where in the Sibas times there is no shegeg by the rabbanans, because since all the rabbanans are is on the person, it's because the person didn't listen to Rabbanan. But if the person is totally unaware of it, President Shegig, and yet he says no, that it applies as well. Now, the Zaya, the marker for this is Zaya, which differentiates. There's a shed mished nochrayin, a shed mished in Yudayin. One is a goyish shed, and one is a Jewish shed. In other words, he's talking about the type of Yetzirah that we're talking about, the type of Yetzirah that's pushing a person to dvar masurim mamish. That's a Yetzirah that's not in Klal Yisrael, and that type of Yetzirah belongs to the three klipas. Shenaf shesem shalos klipas at meres. Ma she'en kein hayetzahara nukoyach hamisava dram utarim lamalas tavasei ushed mishen yudoy. But a taiva to eat to do things that are in l'shem a taiva sachila. So to eat to indulge and to fress and so on. That's a koyach of ra, but it's a ra that belongs in the tchum of Klal Yisrael's ra. In other words, this is a type of ra that is the ra specific to Klal Yisrael. That the question of do we do our gashmis tikkur pu'ulos Hashem Shemayim or Hashem Taiva? Lefishayoch lachzor l'ktusha kanal, and it's called an easier type of ra. For the reason that I gave before, that it can go back to Kedusha. If the person, he might have eaten Lashem Taiva, but then he sat down and he did good things with it, that comes round again. And that's why it's an easier klipa than the Koyach of Rav Adar Masur. Okay, so that is the point about the things that are awesome mamish and the things that are bad. Ach. Mikol makoyim. Now, so he said about the Shedin Yudoyin, that the Shedin Yudoyin are good entities, and they are the Etzim. Another minute, the phone is there. I can't get through it. The Shedin Yudoyin are not the Etzim Ra, whereas the Shedin Nechron are Etzim Ra. Ach mikol makoyim. Koydem shechoza l'kedusha. So even this Jewish Yetzirah, which is just pure taivas and things like that, those are it is bad until the person actually has turned it for something good. It's a tracher. V'gam achaka harishimu menanishta dovek beguf. There's some sort of mark left, like I said before, in the guf. Lios kimikol meichol v'mashkin asatekev damu basim ipsari. So since every food becomes part of the person, therefore there's some mark left. Now, let's talk about this a minute. It's a certain parallel. In other words, it's not the pshat that if a person, because a person has the food and the food is kind of a mystical bad, it goes into the person. One must understand that the type of taivas that are kosher to food are taivas that are very deep seated in a person. Because food is something that's us, so the taivas achila is very much innate to us. So when a person eats things and he sort of strengthens his taiva sachila. That means things are make a deeper impression on a person. There's a reason why the Eitz Hadas Tovara is given as a pool of achila. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said, "Don't smell this flower," because smelling this flower is going to give you. Yetzirah, whatever it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said, don't touch something, don't touch, don't smell. There are many other ways that Eishes Lod was told not to look at stone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have prohibited many activities. Why was it done through Achila? Why is it called Achila? And the answer is because no activity becomes so much part of the person as Achila. It's true, and in many ways, let's talk about this a few minutes, because it's important to understand how the Bria is put down in a certain way. The Chazal say, G'dol legima shemekarves is a Bria. Eating and drinking, it brings people together. That's the nature of it. The reason is because achila is something that satisfies a very fundamental need of mine. So anything that's incorporated in it, anyone that joins me for a meal, any hanor I have, becomes very much part of me. It's one of the reasons why the chibur of a child to a mother is so strong. A, because besides being born from her, so being born is not something that we're conscious of, being in the womb, is not part of our consciousness at all. Eating from our mother is something very conscious. Getting our meals from our mother is something that binds us very strongly. Nobody says, listen, my father is the one who's giving the money. With that money, I could have gone into the restaurant and ordered as many meals as I wanted. My mother happens to be cooking the meals. So the Dakar Satov, I owe to my father. That's a very man cheshbon. It does not hold out in the Metzias. Why? It makes sense. So A, not everything that makes sense holds out in the Metzias. But the point is the Hanos Achila is what binds a person. And people say when a woman sets a home and cooks her food, and this I'm talking for adults, for children, there is something that's conveyed that is beyond other things. So if you take your children to fancy hotels and so on, but you don't cook meals for them, there is something missing. I once from Adam Gruddle heard a fascinating hirah. I had a friend of mine who was like the Menahel Meshek of a yeshiva. He was the guy who ran it, who ran the physical plant. It was a small yeshiva, 35, 40 Bachim Eretz Yisrael. And he made a cheshbon that it would be much cheaper to import meals than to cook them on premise. And it was a good cheshbon. It made a lot of sense. And the Reb Shmuel Oyebach was the Nasi of the yeshiva. It was one of those yeshivas under Reb Shmuel Oyebach's Nesius. So they asked him. So he said, no. He said, it's important that the boys smell fried onions. That was the way he said it. In other words, the cooking itself, the warmth of a smell of food contributes a certain emotional touch that you don't have when it's not. I had a neighbor, neighbors who were extraordinarily successful people in their careers, both the husband and wife. And they were from people, but they were both extremely successful. Their careers, very career-oriented and so on. And the kids, once grown-up kids, they made a remark, we never did anything for meals but open up cans. And there was a trunya to it, because a child wants to have the warmth of the food conveys the mother's warmth, the mother's kesher. That's the mitzias advarim. There's no, it's something that is a part of it. So when you eat macholos asuros, because the macholos connect at a very deep point, it becomes very much part of a person's nefesh. And that's why the eating for Eitz Hadas was eating, because food, so it's, some people think of it in the mystical way, the food contains in it something, some mystical thing that makes part of it. I think it's best understood the way we're describing it, that because eating is something that our mind is tofes as being vital, and our appetite and self are so caught up with it, that's why it leaves such a racer. So when a person eats something that's not kosher, If a person eats something l'shem taiva, that leaves a roishim on the person. So even if he later did wonderful things with the food, chibut hakeva is some sort of punishment in the keva. L'nakoyso l'tarim mitumosoy shekiva nos olam hazev etanugov, to be metayim from these hanos mitumas klipas. So this is something that is it's a zelomazeh. The cave is a place where a person begins, where the guf loses its sense of guf, and mela a person loses whatever roishim this left in a person. One of the inyanim, you know, nistarim da'ak Hashem, but many times, a person, as he approaches closer to Yom HaMisa, he loses his cheshek and his taivas for this world. Stipler writes about it in some place that that's a chesek HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. It allows us to let go of our physical self to some degree. When we begin to sense that food is no longer who we are, what we are, our metzias, when we lose our connection with food, then we begin to become more ruchni. So Chibud HaKeva is one ifan HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and the different ifan HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the world to its shleimus. But what's called Chibud HaKeva, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mahalach. But the point is, a person loses his sense of taivas achila, the kesher they have taivas achila.
Is there such a thing as achila stam?
Meaning?
Not for taiva and not for avodas Hashem, just without thinking, stam.
So then it probably would not be taiva. Then it would be, like if a person is so absent-minded and he just puts it in his mouth, I assume that if he doesn't have another, then in a chanami, it wouldn't. Valdvar betelim beheta. So he says, Elaim ke mishalone moilam hazeh kol yom of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh is somebody who, the Chazal say, he picked up 7 fingers and he said he had no hanor from this world. That's the type of mahalach of a person being totally above the Tana. It's fascinating. I have a grandson who had COVID and he lost his, you know, taste and smell for quite a while. And he lost a lot of weight, really a lot of weight. He just no interest in it. It's incredible. It's something which we don't know how tied we are to it. Now that's one. Ve'aldvar b'teilum behete, kegoin amar sheniyachal umayt. So it's very, very interesting. It says if somebody is sochtvar b'teilum is over be'esay, because it says v'dibaratabam. So v'dibaratabam v'aldvar b'teilum. Now that's wonderful if somebody is a big lamdan and we expect them to speak and learning all the time. A lot of people, There's some total of knowledge in Torah wouldn't cover a 5-minute conversation. So what are these poor people going to do? So he says here very clearly that it doesn't apply to them. He says that an amoret who obviously cannot be osik in it is something which it's interesting. We could have said, well, let him say tilm all day long. I guess it's not chiyuv to, you know, it's. If the person has to be osik in something, and if he's not shaykh to it, so there's nothing wrong with it, but sorach letay nafshay mitumazu the klipazu adigal Google the kafekala. I don't know why he didn't pick as a muscle over here a woman. So what about a woman? A woman, like according to all this is not chayim talmud Torah. There is no issue of talmud Torah. A woman should speak. And so he says, so now she mituma zu the klipa zu are they gilgula be kafe kela, it came much closer to the pasha shalom. So kafakela, the words kafakela means a catapult. The way it's described is as if the neshama is being catapulted from place to place, which is not pleasant. And that is something that is an einish for Dora Batalim. So this is something which is not ra be'etzim, it's just for Batalim. By the way, I once heard there was a person in my class, Eish HaTorah, the first year I taught there, who had gotten married. This person had very interesting ideas and shittas, and he decided, based on the Goyen, that he's not going to speak to his wife, Altarba Sicha Meisha. So anything that he could motion or grunt, that's how he communicated with her. So it began to create some issues in their family life, as one could expect. She was a very tmimistic, Sephardic girl. He was an American. And the kids, she reached out to us. So I was very strong. And I told him, Tachlis, he told me to go. And I said, that's what you're holding? I said, I knew G'doyle Olam, who had very normal conversation with the wives. And you're not even holding 1,000 there. So what are you talking about? And then I was very rough with him. And so he asked me, but doesn't it say Altarba Sichem Isha? And so on. So they said there's a difference between Dvarim Divrei Chol and Dvarim Betelim. I said it gets to a point when the conversation has no purpose to it. It's just chewing the fat. But the conversation, I said it misvara. I didn't, I felt it was right. And but later on, someone told me, there was a mashkiach there in yeshiva, he worked upon, it wasn't mashkiach, Mati Yaffa. He was a son of Dov Yaffa, who was the mashkiach of Kfar Chassidim, passed away a few years ago. Very big tzaddik, a big Baal Musa. And he told me from his father as a young boy had been very gung-ho. And it was called Chazanish. He used to come visit Chazanish every so often. So he once came to Chazanish and said he has an idea. They should make a v'dibarta bam campaign in yeshivas that during the Zman, Bochum should not speak any Sechus Chulin. So Chazanish didn't react. The next time he came, the Chazanish took him for a walk and he schmoozed. He showed him what they're building and this and that, like he schmoozed with him. When he finished the walk, he turned to him and he said, Berale, Berale. He said, Sicha is mitzorche ha'adam. Talking is a human need. Now, medaf fissin demas. What you need to know is the boundaries. How much? What's the amount of sicha that's human need? And what is it just wasting time? But sicha itself is human need. So I'll go upon him, but so we'll assume it means that the person is over-engaged in it and so on, things that have no tachlis and so on. Aval, devarim asurim, same thing. Letzonis lashon kesebem, shehei misholosh klipas atmias latamri, ein kafikal levadav mor latar olav utamas v'nefesh, rak tzvich kolei legehenem. So this is chelik. So really what he's doing is he's showing how what he's saying over here is relevant to Maisa, Achila, and it's relevant to Dibur. So he did Maisa Dibur. V'chein mi she'efshu lasik
Dibur. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Going back a few lines. We talked about Amaretz. You said you're not sure why he doesn't talk about women. I have a Talmud Torah, but does the concept of Dvarim Batalim apply to women at all?
Good question. If it applies to men, why would it not apply to women? In other words, once if you're telling me that there is there's a point where you lose yourself in talking and becomes just waste and bottle. I don't know the difference. In other words, if you're talking about Chiyuv Talmud Torah, so I get it. But if you're talking about this, I don't know why there would be a difference. I'm not sure. unless women, everything they say is not Devarim B'Tehillim, as or everything, depending on which persuasion you are. V'chein mi she'efshaloi lasek b'Torah v'oisam b'Tehillim ein kafikel v'adam mor l'nafshu l'markel zecha ak einishim chamurim shemisham b'tel Torah b'protus v'ad einish haklol l'chol b'tel mis'esei v'achmas atzlus b'gerim shal shelik yivu v'okamachet. Okay, so this is talking about Talmud Torah. And then he adds one more point, and this is v'chein ha'oisek v'chochmas umas ha'olam v'chlal dvorim b'tel yachoshev l'inyan avayim b'tel Torah, which causes b'tel Talmud Torah. And this is something, so being oisek in other chochmas goes into that. And then he says, so again, he's talking about inyanim that are not asa, but don't have a specific ta'alas. He does say, he does obviously speak about it in the last line about things that have ta'alas, but he's osik in it just because he's amusing himself. There is not a specific ta'alas. What's worse about Chachmas Umas Ha'olam is that Sheinu Malbishu Metamir Hakamidus Misoid Ruach Hakadosh Shebnafsh Alaykis Betumas Klipas Noegashon Betayim Aboy Misoid Ruach Hara Shebeklif Zadash Hamas Kaleil Loi Bechilas Chabad Shebnafsh. Every activity reaches only a certain level. So the level of a nefesh of being engaged in food reaches a certain very base level of a person, not anything higher. Dvarim asurim reach obviously something much deeper. Machshavas of that of no tachlis is something which reaches the mind. So when a person is just basic in sports and the scores, so there's nothing there that is in any way, it's not touching any deep part of a person.
Betumas klipas nega shochamas elu, shenofle sham b'shiras akela mipchinas acharayim shochamas ktushok yerechein.
So what he's doing is he's picking up the parts of chachma of ktusha that basically were disrupted by shiras kalem. Shiras kalem, just briefly, is an event in the founding world, which took things of Kedusha and they were shattered, and bits and pieces of it provide alternatives, Kedusha, ki'il alternative to Kedusha. So anything which is that high dagger, it's chachma, is an alternative. Ela imkein oisesem kardum lachtech ben, then ikdeidus panis ben berevach l'avad Hashem, so let's talk about this point, because this is the Baltan himself was a person who knew Chachma, was Isaac and Chachma, and so on, and it was many people who were extremely bright, knowledgeable. This was not something that was the alien to them, they were very into it. There's a difference why a person is Isaac in Chachma. So a person can be oisik in chachma. For instance, he knows that there are bits and pieces that he can use to fit into the full picture of Torah, and he's there consciously trying to pick out the pieces that are emes and reinsert them. That's an extraordinary avoda. That's the type of avoda that he attributes to the Rambam and Ramban. It could be something that a person needs to and understands. He needs to know that, you know, how the world works, so, and whatever the person, whatever occupation, profession a person is doing. So he needs to engage in the knowledge. That's also perfectly fine. But sometimes a person does it because he believes that this is Chachma itself. Aristotle's opinions, Rambam's opinions, this one's opinions. He sees it as a thing unto itself. It's not a kardam lachpabo, but he sees, well, this gave us a very beautiful look at the world. And this is another perspective of the world. When you take it as Chachma itself, that's a Zelum Aser. And that's when it's something that, so what it means is, as a guiding light, I've taken this. So if a person says, you know, he had good points that complete the picture. Honestly, the person feels that way. That's called Karam Lachbabo. I'm trying to pick out points that were, and like the Rambam picked out points from Aristotle that he felt were true and good, and he built his picture using those pieces. But the picture was his. Like he said, our Yesod is what we were Mekabel from Sinai, and I believe Aristotle was right on most things, and I will use it to build a picture. That's more or less what he's doing. Whereas a person just sees it as the same level of, you know, it is a thing unto itself. So the person basically is becoming mechuber to something or someone that's not type. Okay, we'll hold it over.
Do you mind just giving a few examples? I mean, let's say this Lamarshall person is interested in just how Tesla or whatever, how Elon Musk builds the cars. Not that I know.
So again, if the person, so that's not real. The truth is that's not real chachma in that sense. Right. It's mechanics. So right. So it a person can do it because it relaxes him. He enjoys it like everything else. So another person likes playing tennis. It's part of what helps us, you know, function. But we're talking about Chachma means the understanding of what's right and what's wrong, the big picture of the world. Philosophy is really what we're talking about. You know, so if a person, and that's why any type of approach that has a hyphen between the two, in other words, Torah Mada, in other words, their perspectives complement the picture. Torah doesn't give us the entire picture. That it's where they have validity as being a point in its own right. That's when you have, that's when basically you're being with Tami Nefesh, and you're identifying yourself as, you know, this is such as a person's approach. It's sometimes when you quote somebody, so sometimes it's just the menschlichkeit of quoting somebody, and you know it's the right thing, not to steal, not to plagiarize. But it goes much deeper. Sometimes, most of the time, I quote something. Besides showing off that he knows it, he also is giving it a chshivas. So and so said, so and so, you know, and so on. So that's something which puts it on a pedestal. That this is Chachma. This is Chachma with a capital Ches. That's where you have this problem that he's referring to. Okay, good.